Today we are continuing to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, titled Jain Vijay Cursed by the Sages, Text Number 37. Om Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear sons, the Lord is the controller of the three modes of nature and is responsible for the creation, preservation and dissolution of the universe. His wonderful creative power, Yoga Maya, cannot be easily understood even by the masters of yoga. That most ancient person, the personality of Godhead, will alone come to our rescue. What purpose can we serve on his behalf by deliberating on the subject? When something is arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not be disturbed by it, even if it appears to be a reverse according to one's calculations. For example, sometimes we see that a powerful creature is killed, or sometimes he is put into difficulty, just as Haridas Thakura was. He was a great devotee who came into this material world to execute the will of the Lord by preaching the Lord's glories. But Haridasa was punished at the hands of the Qazi by being beaten in 22 marketplaces. Similarly, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and Prahlad Maharaj was put through so many tribulations. The Pandavas, who were direct friends of Krishna, lost their kingdom. Their wife was insulted and they had to undergo many severe tribulations. Seeing all these reverses affect devotees, one should not be disturbed. One should simply understand that in these matters there must be some plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavatam's conclusion is that a devotee is never disturbed by such reverses. He accepts even reverse conditions as a grace of the Lord. One who continues to serve the Lord even in reverse conditions is assured that he will go back to Godhead, back to the Vaikuntha planets. Lord Brahma assured the demigods that there was no use in talking about how the disturbing situation of darkness was taking place, since the actual fact was that it was ordered by the Supreme Lord. Brahma knew this because he was a great devotee. It was possible for him to understand the plan of the Lord. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Pravevaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Paragamalam Shri Guru Vaishnava Master Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinamando Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishnubam Ste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vamcha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Maha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Pire Nashtaprayeshva Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So the purport is very much in line with what just happened to me a few minutes ago. So it's just like on the spot I was asked to give the class. So Tamil Vaishnavas here, so that I can speak something from the Bhagavatam, glorify the Lord, that can be inspiring to all of you. And I will also request contribution from the audience, and you can also share some of your life experiences and things like that as we go on. So here in this connection, the reversal that is being faced by the demigods is that they are put into darkness and they do not know the cause for that. So they have approached Lord Brahma and asked why this darkness has come into place, and then Brahma goes on to explain how the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay are cursed by the four Kumaras. And they have taken birth in the womb of Diti, and that is why this is happening. And here Lord Brahma is very clear about what to do and what not to do. He clearly says that this is arranged by the Lord. We don't have to spend time speculating and deliberating what to do, what not to do. We simply have to take shelter of the Lord. So a learned person seeing a complex situation will understand that instead of resisting it, let me take this opportunity for going more closer to the Lord, taking shelter of Him, praying to Him, remembering Him, glorifying Him. So it is the same course of action that Brahma is suggesting to demigods. Now the plan of the Lord many times may not be understood by us in the first instance. He does accomplish many things by doing one particular action. Even as humans, we have the tendency to do multitasking. Where does that ability come from? That comes from the Lord Himself. And He does say that when He descends to the world, He does it for many purposes. He protects the devotees, He kills the demons. For killing the demons, He doesn't even have to come down to this world, because His multifarious energies are waiting for Him to give orders. Parasya Shakti Vividai Vishwiyate. We see that His multifarious potencies have the ability to kill the demons without He coming down. But here in this instance, the Lord wants to have exchange with the devotees in the Virya Rasa, in chivalry. So in Vaikuntha it's not possible. So it's always filled with awe and reverence, everyone bowing down to you, worshipping, offering prayers. So there's nobody to fight with. So the Lord also thought how His abode and how people who are in the path of impersonalism, even they can be brought to the level of personal understanding, and by putting the Kumaras in situation where they smell the tulsi from the feet of the Lord, and even though they are meant to be detached from everything that is material, they got attracted to it. And so they concluded that because we are never attracted to anything material, and this smell of tulasi should be spiritual, that is why we are getting attracted to it. And later on they go on to see the Lord, their eagerness, because they are able to move anywhere without being restricted. Then they come to Vaikuntha, they are blocked by Jai and Vijay, they get a bit annoyed, why should we be stopped? And they thought that this feeling of anger expressed by Jai and Vijay does not befit them. and they don't qualify to be in Vaikuntha, so they must be in the material world. So they curse. But later they realize that devotees of the Lord do not do anything wrong. And they regret what they had done. And when the Lord came and saw what's happening at the gate, the Kumaras were overwhelmed by seeing the personal beauty of the Lord. They were smelling his feet, they were touching, they were drinking the vision of the Lord through their eyes, and from that it entered their heart purified. So meanwhile, the Lord also wanted to show them by saying that if my doorkeepers have offended you, it's as good as me offending you, so I beg forgiveness. And he goes on to the extent to say that if one of my hand had offended any brahmanas, I can even go on to lop off my hand, own hand. Later, the Kumaras, initially they could not understand what the Lord is trying to say. Is he glorifying us? Is he trying to teach us some lesson? The Lord was actually doing both. And to Jai Vijay also, it is one type of lesson. I heard in one of the classes that earlier, once Jai Vijay had even prevented Mother Lakshmi from entering. So she was also, in one sense, not happy with them. And so anyway, they had to be sent down to the material world. And again, this instance is there. So the Lord combining all these, so anyway they have to go to material world, and I also need to fight with somebody to fulfill my desire of fulfilling my virya rasa, and all this together, and also we can show to the world that my personal form, my abode, they are all real. And people who come to this abode, they experience pleasure. There is a variety in this Vaikuntha. And to prove all that, those at the Brahma realization level, even for them, this is like a good lesson. The four Kumaras also got attracted to the personal form of the Lord, even though they are at the level of Brahman realization. Now, this current point that is mentioned in the purport, the first one is facing reversals. We many times ask this question about why bad things happen to good people, and that too most pious, and why is it happening to us? And this is a question that is mostly asked, and devotees also have to will be put through some testing situations, and depending on their faith, devotees will be able to come out of those tough situations, or their faith will be shaken, they may get distracted. A similar situation happened to Yudhishthira Maharaj when he felt that the whole war was fought because of him, and even after winning the war he wasn't pacified. even Vyasadeva came and tried to pacify him, he was not pacified. When Lord Krishna himself tried to pacify him, he was not pacified. Here again, the Lord wanted to glorify another devotee, and that is why he had a different plan of making Yudhishthir go to another senior devotee who is Bhishma Dev. So that is why, because the Lord is all powerful, if he wanted to pacify Yudhishthir he could have, but he did not want to. He wanted Yudhishthir Maharaj to be pacified by Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev was in the bed of arrows, and in that when he saw all the Pandavas, he started to say another key verses. He says, Sarvam kalakritam manye bhavatam schayat apriyam. There have been so many reverses that you have faced in your life, difficulties you have faced in your life. This is all due to the factor of time. Nobody can understand this. You have the best things in the world. You yourself are the son of Dharma, Yamaraj. You are personification of Dharma. And your brothers, they are all very powerful. Nobody can conquer you in terms of your strength. You had all the opulence. And yet, you are being put into so many difficulties. He says that it is all due to the factor of time, which again is the potency of the Lord. Now, why does Lord do that? To understand from a material point of view, many times products in this material world, say, pick up a chair for example, and then they give you a warranty. This chair is unbreakable. So to prove that it is unbreakable, they will put through a crash test or certain conditions it has to pass through to certify that this is unbreakable. So even for a material object to be certified to be of a certain quality, it has to be put through some test. Then we can take the example of a student who goes to the school on time, he attends every classes, he scores nice marks in the daily test, and then when the final exam comes, he doesn't complain, oh, look what has God done to me. I've come to the class daily, I've attended all the lectures, I've done all this. Why am I being put through the final test? Why didn't God let me pass through it? It doesn't work like that. In fact, he'll be more eager to take the test and go through it because he has already is well situated. He doesn't complain. The same thing we ourselves have gone through education system, and we do not expect us to be given a free degree. And assume that if such a thing happens and they are giving free degrees, and if a doctor doesn't go through all the tests and he's certified as a doctor and he comes out to the real world and he's operating people and something goes wrong, then that is where these tests are relevant, and it makes sense why certain people have to pass through some crucial tests, because they are going to execute some crucial life determining tasks afterwards. And that is why they have to be put through some quality tests. It makes sense. A doctor has to go through 5 years of rigorous education, and then probably they have to do a bit more of home practice. They have to go through all that. Later they are given a responsibility of handling or operating or cutting a person's body, taking out organs. If he is not gone through the quality process, he will not be able to do quality work. Now, it all sounds logical. But why, devotees? We have surrendered everything to the Lord, which means no obstacle should be in our life. And at the time of Diksha, all our sins have been taken off. So I should immediately be given promotion to the planet of Vaikuntha. One reason Lord does not do it is, we may take things very cheaply. We may not understand the value of what we are getting. And thirdly, there are many lessons that the Lord wants to teach us. Many qualities personally, as tolerance, forbearance. There are different 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. We may be lacking in certain qualities, even though we have got initiated or second initiated and things like that. When we are put through different circumstances, how do we react? How do we respond? And what is the quality that you are lacking will be clearly shown to us. And if we are sincere enough, serious enough, we'll pick up those things and work on them and improve them, rather than seeing as a reversal why this happened to me and why at this time, why not sometime else, why not somebody else. Whatever situation we are being put in, there is a reason behind it if you analyze philosophically. And practically also, if you see it as an opportunity to go further, then those reversals will not be actually reversals. They will be stepping stones for us. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada picks up three major examples. One which I already discussed is the Pandavas. Kunti Maharani in her prayers, she says what are the difficulties they have to pass through. Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshana Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Kritsrataha Mrude Mrude Neha Maharata Ashrato Draunyastratascha Hare Virakshita Vipadas Santu Dashashvat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yatsyat Apunar Bhava Darshanam. She is saying that in the battlefield there are so many Maharathis and they did not fight once, they are coming and fighting again and again. This Bhishma, he is invincible, he cannot be killed by anybody unless he decides himself to leave his body. We are talking about the caliber of such persons. We don't face such difficulties in our life. When they learned that he can be killed in a particular way, even before that there was a lot of havoc that he created in the battlefield. At one stage he decided, and simultaneously Duryodhana was provoking Bhishmadev, you are not fighting to your full potency. Then one day Bhishmadev decided, yes, tomorrow I'll kill all the five Pandavas, I promise you this. And then he invokes a special mantras, he picks up five arrows, invokes special mantras and then hands it over to Duryodhana, keep it safe. Tomorrow all the five Pandavas are dead. Rest assured, go to bed, be peaceful. Duryodhana, that's what he likes. He takes hold of that, he is very happy and he is going back to his camp. Till that point, many have told Duryodhana that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, take shelter of him, give up all these things, but he never obliged. And till that point he assumed that Krishna is an ordinary person. And then now he is feeling that, okay, anyway Pandavas are going to be killed despite the fact that Krishna is with them, what's the point? So he goes to his camp happily, he is on his way. And because the Lord is Sarvajna, he knows everything what's happening. So he understood this, and the Lord can go to any extent to protect his devotees, his Bhakta Vatsala. The first chapter of Bhagavad Gita brings out the questions that he asks. The Lord is not bound to drive the chariot of Arjuna, but still he does it. Why? Because it's a love for his devotees. So, Krishna, having understood the plan of Bhishma, now he instructs Arjuna. So he points out that earlier you had, Duryodhana had promised you that he will do a favor. So now is the time, go to Duryodhana's camp, ask him for a favor. What is that favor? Ask him to give those five arrows to you. And Krishna does reveal how Bhishmadev has made those five special arrows for killing them the next day. So Arjuna walks into the camp of Duryodhana. Even though they fight the whole day, at the end of the fight they are more like friends and they come back to the normal state of living. So Duryodhana, as a code of conduct, he welcomes Arjuna, gives him a seat and asks Arjuna, And he sarcastically asked, "Oh Arjuna, you have come to my camp. Do you want a truce or do you want, you don't want the kingdom, or you have come to settle the matter without, are you afraid?" No, Arjuna said, "No, I have not come for anything like that. Don't take out all those kind of imagination from your mind. And you know what? Once you are about to be killed and I saved you, at that time you gave me a promise that you will fulfill whatever I ask for." Duryodhana was like put into a real shame. He didn't want to remember all those past bad memories, and that too being saved by the people who he was trying to kill. Right from his childhood, he was trying to poison Bhishma, then later on, that's in the words Kunti Devi will describe all those calamities they are facing. So he was, they will try to set fire to their palace once, and obviously the atrocities done to Draupadi, all that. So Duryodhana did not want to remember how Arjuna had saved him, because that's not one of the good memories here. So, okay, so what do you want now? Duryodhana wanted to just get off this talk, and then he said, "What do you want now?" So Arjuna quickly asked, "Give me those 5 arrows which Bhishmadev gave you and I'll go back." That time Duryodhana was thinking, how did Arjuna know that Bhishmadev had those arrows? And who told him that? And he instantly asked Arjuna, "Who told you that I have those 5 arrows?" Arjuna smilingly answered, "Yes, it was Krishna told me, and he asked me to do that." Then it struck Duryodhana's mind, oh, Krishna must be not some supreme person, he must be having some power, at least. That is why he is able to find out what has happened between me and Bhishmadev. Even then he doesn't accept Krishna as God, still he thinks that he must have some power, I must at least obey him or respect him. So he gives those 5 arrows back, and then next day morning when Bhishmadev asked for those arrows, Duryodhana said, this is what happened. And Bhishmadev also smiled. Yes, Krishna, nobody can understand the plans of Lord Krishna. It is very hard, even the demigods cannot understand. In the same context, he understood it, but he smiled and he intended that anyway, don't worry, Duryodhana, even if the 5 arrows are not there, think that either today, either I will live at the end of the day or Arjuna will live. So he took a vow that he will kill all those 5 Pandavas and especially Arjuna. On that day, Bhishmadev was up to 5 kilometers, or maybe, not sure, up to a certain area around him, nobody could approach him. He was just like, in our English movie terms, like a Terminator, just coming to destroy everything. He was just cruising through the whole Pandava army, and he was just about to destroy the entire army. Nobody could even approach him or see his face. He was just so ferocious, and he was attacking. At one point, he came to the spot where Krishna and Arjuna were there. He got more enthused, and he struck Arjuna pretty badly. At one stage, Arjuna could not even tie his bow back, and he tried again and again, but Bhishma kept hitting him. He was badly injured. At one stage, Krishna was also injured. His chariot was kind of broken. And Bhishma is pulling up the next bow and the arrow, and he is ready. And the next destination is Arjuna's neck. So the situation has come up to that point. Now Bhishmadev knew that Krishna had made a promise that he will not take weapons in the battlefield. And another promise is, he will never give up his devotees. Bhishmadev wanted to check the potency of Krishna's promises. Which one is he going to keep? No, he can't keep both. He has to break either one of those. Now, at this point, Krishna does something really significant and amazing. He goes to the extent, okay, what is it? I gave a promise, I'm going to break it. So what? My devotee is better than my promise. I can do anything to save my devotee. So, in that mood, he jumps off the chariot, picks up the chariot wheel, rushes towards Bhishma, in the angry mood, just about to kill him. That angry mood of Krishna was never seen. And Bhishma Dev put his arms, everything down, and he is welcoming. Yes, Krishna, I would like to be killed by you. Please come. That picture, we have a famous painting in ISKCON. And Arjuna was terrified seeing this. Krishna, you have broken your promise just to save me. And he was holding on to Krishna's feet not to go. But Krishna was moving in such a force that Arjuna was being dragged. And Krishna was traveling with the chariot wheel just to attack Bhishma and kill him. I am going to kill you. You have sided with Duryodhana and others and you are on the wrong side. And you are about to kill my devotee. Let go of my promise, that doesn't matter. I will kill you. So with that force, Krishna was approaching Bhishma Dev. But Arjuna later, and it was almost time for the battle to end. And Krishna did spare Bhishma Dev. But it came to the point where this is just one reversal which Pandavas faced. This is just a glimpse of what happened in the Mahabharata war. This is one of the Maharathas. This is the first thing. Then after that, so that is why when Kunti Maharani was praying, Maharathis were coming again and again. Okay, now that somehow they killed Bhishma, then comes Drona. Again, he is the most invincible person and they had to find him. Again, after Drona was gone, then there is Karna. So, none of them are like small obstacles. So, Asat Sabaya, so previous obstacle they faced was they were asked to come to a match of dice, and it is like a situation where he has to agree. So they are put into those situations where it is very, very crucial, all those challenges. In all those times, what did they do? They took shelter of Krishna. And in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita itself, Arjuna is being put into illusion so that the whole Gita can be spoken. That is again, as we understand, as a plan of the Lord. There, in the first chapter, the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna will be at the level of friends. Because Arjuna will point out, hey, you are Madhusudana, you are the killer of the demons, why don't you kill them? Why should I kill them? Why should I become Bhishma Sudana or Drona Sudana? You are Madhusudana. You are the killer of demons. Why don't you do it? It is at the level of friends. Say, in the ashram, if you are asked to do something, hey Prabhu, you do this. Hey, why don't you do it? So it's at the level of friends. We can just push the things around. Because in the first chapter, the talk was still between two friends. You are meant to kill, I am your chariot driver. So you are meant to kill all the people. No, you do it. And he will point out, you are the bringer of your Madhava. You are the goddess, you are the husband of goddess of fortune. You are meant to bring fortune. Why are you asking me to indulge in something that is going to be misfortune? So Arjuna will address Krishna in different ways and indicating him that, why don't you kill? Why don't you do it? I don't want to have any sinful reactions. You do it. But still, things will not work at that point. Then he will be put into the topmost stage of confused state. I'm confused about my duty. I've lost all my composure. In that state, I surrender. Shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapannam. Then the whole situation changes. The level of friendship is gone. Now Arjuna takes a lower step, saying that, yes, I am your student and you are my spiritual master. I surrender unto you. Now you tell me, what should I do? Later in one point where Krishna will say, I have already killed these people. You just be an instrument and take credit. So even in that situation, he has already done the work. He has assembled all the bad elements in the one spot and then finished them all together. That is again the master plan of the Lord, how he does one thing and accomplishes many things through that. And in that series of prayers, Kunti Devi will actually ask for more and more calamities. So that whenever there is a calamity, we will think of you. And whenever we think of you, we escape from the cycle of birth and death. So let there be more and more calamities. Instead of being disturbed by that, she is very mature enough to ask for more and more calamities. Vipadasantu darshashvate tatra tatra jagatguru bhavato darshanam yachyat apunar bhava darshanam. And I see you, there is no repetition of birth and death. So that is why please give us more and more calamities. The conclude this last example of Prahlad Maharaj. In the purport to one of the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the aggressors, what are the atrocities they do? If you see that, Prahlad Maharaj has gone through all those atrocities. He has been thrown into fire, he is given poison, he was put under the legs of the elephant. I mean, why should a devotee be put through all this? Again, the same principle. If in a max classroom, if there is a complex equation, and then the teacher asks one of the intelligent guy to stand up and then do the whole problem on the board, and then this intelligent student, he knows how to solve the equation, so he goes ahead and then fills one section and then goes on to do this. So we may think, why is this teacher putting this student into such an awkward situation? No. The point is, it is to show how intelligent this boy is, that he can solve the equations up to the level of a very high complex problems. So that is why the teacher is asking, picking up one student and asking him, who is the intelligent one, to go through all that. Because he knows the solution. Because Prahlad Maharaj knew the principle that he is not the body, he is the eternal servant of the Lord, he went through all that, always taking shelter of Lord Narasimhadev. In one of his prayers, the very beautiful prayers offered by him, and what does he pray to the Lord is to remove those material desires from the core of his heart. That's what he prays to the Lord. And he, every time he is being put into a situation, he not only took it in a positive way, but he goes on to preach to his own father. Anybody remembers the verse that Prahlad Maharaj spoke to Hiranyakashipu? Vanam gatoya harimashrayeta. So he teaches to his father, Father, you give up all these opulent kingdom, wealth, and at this stage of your life, you must go to Vrindavan, take shelter of the Lord, and worship Him only. So yeah. So the point is, he not only took the reversal situation and he goes on to take a great step and advise the king of all the demons who is terrifying the entire universe. He goes on to use it as a preaching opportunity. What is a, like a, apparently a reversal situation, he uses that as a preaching option. And later, when Hiranyakashipu was killed, and also when Lord Narsingadev is still very furious, none of the demigods could approach him, and Lord Brahma asks Prahlad Maharaj to go ahead and pacify the Lord. At that point, Prahlad Maharaj felt totally humbled and he felt, I am not at all qualified. Brahmadaya suragana munayota siddha sattvaikatanakatayo vacha sampravahai naradanayahi bhavanti parasya punso kim toshtu marhati same hari rukra jate. He says, I am born in a demon family. I am coming from a lower birth. What qualifications do I have to pacify you, my Lord, who are being worshipped and glorified by select prayers of Brahma, Ade, Suragana? They are all Suras, demigods, whereas I am Asura. Despite coming out from tough situation, he still maintains his humility and humble position. That's another lesson we can learn. If we have come out of a successfully of a tough situation, we should not be raising our collars and be proud that, okay, yes, I have done something. Still, we are insignificant. Still, we are servants of the Lord. And only by His mercy, we are able to come out of those difficult situations. So, I'll conclude here and ask if there are any comments, corrections, questions. Yes, sir. About what?
Vedavyas.
Viryaras. Yeah.
So, how come that's not, how come that can't be exhibited in the spiritual world if it's one of the rasas?
So how come Viryaras is not present in the spiritual world? The five major rasas are the ones that we know, and Viryaras is one of the subordinate or supplement to all of them. Just like we have like core dishes and then we have some dressings on top. The Viryaras is just like the dressing. And it doesn't necessarily have to be expressed in terms of actually fighting. One of them is fighting, but some expressions between even lovers can show anger. Even between Srimati Radharani and Krishna, there will be some exchanges which will involve a little bit of anger, and Srimati Radharani will angrily say something to Krishna, and that way also there is a way of enjoying that particular rasa, because as we know, the one group of gopis are very submissive and the other group are not so submissive, and the ones who are not submissive, they may even sometimes chastise Krishna, or they may make fun of him, or they may say things, call him names and things like that. So during those intimate moments, the a little bit of anger is also shown. In that way we can say that this expression of anger is also there, but it is mixed with the other rasas. So when it It adds more flavor to the Madhurya Rasa. It's not that it's absent in the spiritual world. Especially in Vaikuntha, the aspect of Lord having a wrestling or fighting with others is absent. Whereas in Goloka Vrindavan, we see that friends of Krishna engage in fighting with him as like wrestling, and one time Krishna lost and he had to carry the other gopas. There's a pastime there. So although in Vaikuntha, the mood is totally of awe and reverence, and there is no possibility of anybody challenging the Lord or calling him names or asking or picking up a fight. There is no chance of that. So in that sense, this particular rasa, Lord, if at all he wants to enjoy, he has to come to this material world in that connection. But I think it's good to ask more seniors. It's an interesting question. Anything else? Jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavinoda ki jai.